introduce you.
Blog Talk
Welcome,
Radio.
Welcome to K-Ask Radio. This is Valerie Harris, and tonight we're coming together to join with Pastor Willie Hunter, who has a word from God and how we should come together in prayer. I want to read to you Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth. He returned to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose help is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord loosed the prisoners. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raised them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserved the strangers. He relieved the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turned upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. May God bless the reading and the hearers of his word. Now I am going to turn this over to Pastor Willie Hunter. Amen.
Praise you the Lord. Tonight's the night that God has put it on my heart. As I made mention of it, some I put on mute and some are listening. But I want to do something. I know what God has said to us. And when you go about saying, Lord, I love you, many times we have come to a chasm where we don't look like we can't find a way out and a way in. But the more we take what God's word says, the more we can come to a point of understanding. And right now, the Lord picked this scripture because there are some things that we believers must come together and put it forefront. Many have decided to walk that way. Many have decided to go this way and that way. But the more I take note of what God says, when I go from Psalm 1 to where we are right now, there is a mixture of different sayings, different platitudes, different things, ideas that we have. But when we take the solidarity of God's word, and all of a sudden, all the way down, if you go into where I'm right now, when you say praise ye the Lord, it's words in Psalm, let me see. All right, thank you, Father. In Psalm 146, praise ye the Lord. And then now go on down and say, praise ye the Lord. And there is an inkling that God wants us to praise him and to obey what he says. Praise ye the Lord. And one thing I can say to those who are coming on the line with us, when we come to praise God, we come to open up fullness before him. And we praise him, as my sister was reading, as teacher, Miss Valerie Harris was reading the word, she said, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Twice it says, it's in that verse. Well, what God is saying to us, 1, 2, and that 146. Praise him. Acknowledge me. In other words, when you acknowledge him, when you acknowledge him, he's available for all of us. And what God does for us, and see, the mere fact on this state, in the United States of America, this is the 31st day of the month, and here we are. The believers are calling upon the name of the Lord, our God. We call him Father, Father. But we right here in the Old Testament, where there is a succumb to praise. Praise me, and you wave your hands, and you shout, and you dance. I'm just praising the Lord. Out of every move I make, it's about praising the Lord. It's about honoring him. It's coming to a point where we can say, Lord, without you, there's nothing I can do. And in my prayers, many times, I've said this many times, that God is able, and if we can just trust and believe in him, all things work together. The more we come to God, the more we can see what God is doing. God is a visible God. He's not invisible that we can't see him. He's not invisible that we can't talk to him. He's there. And what God is saying to us more than anything else in the world, he says, I love you, I love you, I love you. Now, because of his love for us, it brings me to a point where I can say, Lord, without you, there's nothing I can do. There is nothing I can do. But I want to just say, Lord, I love you. Now, when I take a deeper look into the word, and the word praise, it means unshackle yourself with all the cares of this world. Unshackle yourself with the attitude of this world. Unshackle yourself. In other words, pull the handcuffs off. Because somewhere in there, in that 146, Psalm 146, I found where it says, happy, happy, happy. Do I get happy praising him? Yes, I do. Happy. H-A-P-P-Y. Happy, happy, happy. In other words, the more I'm happy, the more I'm exuberant in my spirit. The more I recognize that God has given me the fullness. The more I come to that point in my life, the more God gives me what I need to have. One thing I will say to every one of us, including myself, we are nothing but stone. We're nothing but dirt. But while we are here, we want to give God the glory. Want to give God the praise. Want to give God all that we can give to him. Now, one other thing, as I said, we're going to go into prayer in a few more minutes. And I've put the time where we can all come together and offer prayers up to God. Now, perhaps someone is not in a praying mood. When I said praying, I mean going to praise him, going to thank him. Because right now in America, can we just take a moment and see what's going on? There is not a royal diadem, but there is a diadem out there called Lucifer. And he's decided to capture as many as he can. But God has put it in our lot to do what we have to do. And the more we come together in love, the more we come and say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. But he's saying, okay, I hear what you're saying, but I need a body. I need a body I can work through. And I said, Lord, use my body. Use my body. Why use my body? In using my body submits to being pushed aside, put down. Like the Apostle Paul said, I have a thorn in my flesh. And every one of us have a thorn in our flesh. But he said, my grace, happy. My grace, happy. My grace, happy. My grace is sufficient. And the sufficiency of his grace make us happy. Now, I look at the man Jacob, Job, when he walked because he argued with the angel, fought with that angel. And all of his life he had to walk limping. God does things for his reason, not our reason, but that he be glorified. We praise him. We acknowledge him wherever we are right now. Can we just spend a few minutes in talking to him? Can we spend a few moments just saying, I love you, Father? Can we just spend just that moment and say, Father, without you, none of what I'm doing right now. Father, I just said thank you. And also, I began to look deep into the words. When I looked over and said, all the way down 150, now I want to tell you that Psalm 150 says something. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, my God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye God. First he said, praise the Lord. Then he said, praise God. See, there is it's a changeable, oh, yes, Lord. And it's a changeable of the words that God gives to us. He gives us God. He gives us Lord. He can be called many names. Many names in the word. Jehovah Nisqadu, Jehovah I Am, Jehovah. When we call on him and we understand that he said, I'm the same God that said, I am that I am. He told Moses, he said, Moses, when you go down there, tell him, I am sent you. Now, I am sent you. What are you talking about? I am sent you. What they going to do? He said, just tell him, I am sent you. See, Pharaoh in this life, there's some Pharaohs in this life. You mean to tell me you're going to call on God, whom I don't even respect? I don't know this God? There's many Pharaohs in our life today. They're not hidden, but they're open because they have the same attitude. Now, what draws me in closer when he says, I was in prison, and you know what? That itself summarized. When I was in prison, locked down, shut down, couldn't get out, don't know how I was being treated in there, you didn't come visit me. What, Lord? No, you didn't. But as I go, oh, yes, I look on the scripture also, and the verse 2 of 150 says, praise him. Ooh-wee. Then he changed it from a praise the Lord, praise God. He said, praise him. Now, who is him? Who is him? He's referring to his son of the future, but he's talking about in the scripture right now. This God that we love, this God that we love, he wants us to continue to lift up the name in the midst wherever we are. I just want to use an example. Sometimes, I love my daughter, but sometimes me and my daughter don't see eye to eye. Because she said, well, Daddy, that's not the way I see it. That's okay. Well, explain to me. I see it this way. Am I acceptable what she's saying? When I sit and hear what she's saying, it called me to stop. And I said, well, I got something else I want to say to you. Can we praise the Lord together? I quieten everything down. I get her full attention. She done got my attention. But the mere fact she's my daughter. I use that as an example. I have a son also. But I brought that into where we are right now. Here we are in the United States of America. We have some problems in the White House. Can we pray for God's will be done? Yes, we can. Can we look on both houses of Congress so they can move this nation to another standard? But until the believers start praising God, acknowledging God, I don't care what race, what ethnicity you are, God requires his praises. He's going to get them. He says, if you don't cry out to me, he said, a rock going to start shouting. The rock's going to start praising him. So I don't want a rock around me. And as was said by one lady that comes on, and she said, instead of throwing rocks, what we need to start doing is throwing praises to God. And the more we praise him, the more we acknowledge who that he say he is. One thing I will say, as I say what God has shown me, God, you're the king. Oh, my God. You're the greatness. You're the full of faith. You're the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob. On down the line, he's our God. What is he doing? He's pepping us up. Now, they say on this night it's a Halloween night. But on this night, it's a God-send night. God is moving for us and to us. As we pray today for the water to fall, the water to fall in California, do you not know God knows what he's going to do? I don't have to remind God what he's going to do. He wants, all God wants to do is just praise him. That's all. He said, but if you can remind me, but my will. See, you have to understand, Willie Hunter, when you're talking to God the Father, you have to understand God has given Lucifer permission to do certain things. It is for a reason. Why is it for a reason? To bring us closer to him. But he's saying the Holy Ghost is out there right now. He's pressing this earth right now. And he has the power to hold back Lucifer. And Lucifer, don't like what's happening. Oh, no, he does not. Why doesn't that fallen angel, why doesn't him who has the Bible says he come to steal, to murder, to kill, and destroy? That's his purpose. But we who love the Lord, I'm not going to give any praises to him. I'm going to tell the truth about him. He said, I come, but Jesus said, I have come, that you might have life. Now, the more life, the more we, the life, L-I-F-E, the more we live an abundant life, the more we live a sophisticated, the more we live a life that's subdued to the goodness of God. Many times we're going to pass somebody in our lives. We got to stop and pray with them. We got to stop and tell them what God wants done for them. Now, for example, somewhere this day in your life, have you been quiet and said thank you? Have you took just a moment to say I love you? All of these are things that spur of God. And see, like I said, in Psalm 2, he says somewhere, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. When God put those words there, the Father put those words, this is nobody else. This is my beloved son. In other words, he's saying to all of us, my beloved son, that I'm well pleased. Nobody could please him the way his beloved son do. Why do we say beloved? Because he is the beloved of God. And the Father in him through Jesus called us the beloved. And that's why when you go back and look at what Paul, what Peter and John was saying, and what Peter was saying, he said, I'm pressing in. And when I look at the book of Romans, I find some things in there that keeps me abreast of what God is doing. When God does something, he calls it to our attention. And when he calls it to our attention, because we have to give it to him. And tonight's that night that I will say to the rest of us, tonight's that night. And I'm over the line. Anybody have something they want to say? I'll ask you to take a 5 minutes and say, well, take at least 5 or 10 minutes what the Lord has said to you. And then we're going to come. We got about 40 minutes. Then we're going to come together in prayer. If everybody is, we'll do it right then. Amen. I'm over up the line right now. Anybody else they want to say to the Lord about tonight? Amen. The line's open. Anybody there? Anybody? Can we talk? Anybody? Hello, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I got you.
Okay. This is Mother. I just wanted to say that today is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I pray that the people that are listening understand and receive the word that you gave out tonight. tonight, because this is a time called the 31st of October. This is an extra day. I say it like that, an extra day.
Yes, yes,
that
yes,
we
yes.
Give to the enemy. And God is not well pleased. But I thank God that you took the time to go through all the word of God. Because in Psalms 23, he said, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes, yes.
And I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. We give no glory to the enemy, but what we do is take his word and lift him up from the earth. He said that I will draw all men. You will plant him the seed, there are some water, but he said only I will do the increase. So we wait patiently on God to move by his spirit. He gave us the authority. He left us with the Holy Spirit down here. We are human. He's been here. He's gone with the Father. I want to let you know, but he left the Holy Spirit. And as you were speaking today concerning the Spirit that is in us, we have the hands, we have the feet, we have the mouth, we have the eyes. We have these things here that he left on earth for us to do. He said, occupy till I come back. But remember, I'm coming back for you. A church without spot or wrinkle. We are the church. So let us understand and hear and take heed to the word of God. For God is our Father, which is in heaven. But he's coming. We don't know when, but he's coming soon. Amen. And I thank you for the time.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else? Well, Father, we just say we thank you for what you have done tonight. And we bow before you, and we cry before you with thanksgiving in our hearts. And Father, we know full well that there's a call on everybody's life. Some are here, some are not here. But because of love that you have put up in our hearts, you got called a bosom love. It's a bosom. In our bosom. In our bosom. But out of our belly, out of our stomach, flows the fullness of God movement. And for this, Father, I said, thank you. We thank you this night. We thank you this night, Father. And Father, we just want to take just a moment just to say we love you. That we're not ashamed of what you're doing. And this night, Father, I bow before you and I say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. And because God be the glory, the only thing we can just remember to do, because he is that God who can do all things for us and to us. He is the God. Amen. And I praise him. I love him. I adore him. I magnify his name. I glorify his name. Because I say to you, Father, without you, Father, I wouldn't even have a woman call my wife. I wouldn't have a woman to call the mother of my children. Without you, Father, I wouldn't have a woman that I married. I call my wife. I want to thank you, Father, for those that are listening right now. I pray for the men today that they will come under the bondage, from under the bondage of stupidity, and that they will come down. Not that I'm trying to put them down by saying stupid, because once in my life, I was S-T-U-P-I-D, because I didn't acknowledge who you were until someone told me about Jesus. Someone led me to Jesus. We have a right to do that. And because someone led me to Jesus, I'm doing a whole lot better right now. But Father, I just say I want to thank you. I see that young woman right now that don't have a place to stay. I see that young man that don't have an understanding of a place to stay. I see somebody don't have a home to stay in. I see someone, but Father, you said in your word, you come to set the captive free. Now the captive, we believe, Father, have been set free. And because of you, Father, we just said thank you. We declare the Holy Ghost and the blood that Jesus shed at Calvary are spread around the wholeness of what we're doing tonight in the body of Christ. To us on KASK radio station, that the blood of Jesus will come down to those listeners around the world, to those listeners who hang in the background, but that the blood of Jesus will wash it away. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Mama, mother of us said, thank you, Father. The Lord is positively. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
He is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not.
Yes.
Shall not. Won't.
Shall not.
I shall not. And the more we take that word and take it and put it in our bosom, put it in our bosom, put it in our bosom, I shall not. I shall not want. I don't want what the world has to offer me. I shall not want what the world has to do. That's not my appetite. My appetite is hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the living God. That's my appetite. As Yeshua HaMashiach said, the food, yes, Lord. He said, the food we eat is not of this world. We eat another kind of food. It's called the food of God. Bread from heaven, bread from heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Mm. My God. Anybody else? We got 5 minutes left. Amen? Amen? Anybody else?
Amen. Gracious Father, we just thank you, Lord God. You are so worthy of all the glory. You're worthy of the honor and you're worthy of the praise. Lord God, on tonight, we remember and we reflect that we were created to worship you. That, Father, you desire truth in our inward part, oh God. And you are pleased, Father, when we come to you with clean hands and a pure heart to worship you. There's no other God like you, Father. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Lord God, you're from everlasting to everlasting. And we come before you, Lord God, with thanksgiving. You say to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to come into your courts with praise. Father, we thank you that the doors to your courts are open, Lord God, when we come in with praise, Lord God, magnifying who you are, God. Father, I don't come to ask anything, Lord God, right now. I just come thanking you, Lord God. Thanking you for another day's journey, Lord God. Thanking you for watching over us, Lord God, as we moved about the day. Thanking you, Lord God, that you give us, put a word in our mouth, Lord God. Father, the word that we feast upon, Lord, because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth through the mouth of God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that our very steps are ordered of you. I thank you, Lord God, that you've watched over our families, Lord God, our children and our grandchildren, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that as we went about the day, Lord God, as we left our homes, Lord God, you brought us back home safely. I thank you, Lord God, for the day that I had, Lord God, in the prisons, and then Pastor Hunter said that he was reading Psalms 146 that says that you would set the prisoners free. I thank you, Lord God, that you're changing the things, Father, that are made by man, Lord God, and bringing everything into your divine order at your will. Lord, let your will be done in this earth, Father, as it is in heaven, Lord God. We just come on tonight, Lord God, for nothing more than to give you praise. We set aside our time, Lord God, which doesn't even belong to us, Lord God. It belongs to you. Everything we have, everything we own, everything we are, God, is yours for the asking, Lord God. You created us. You made us, Lord God, to exemplify who you are. So, Lord God, even as your children lay down tonight to go to sleep, Father, I pray, Lord God, that they would go down, Lord God, with you on their minds and in their hearts, simply as they close their eyes to say, thank you, Lord. And, Father, we thank you right now. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
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 Anybody else? Tonight we just declare and we have decreed the word of God. We've come together to spend just that time to let the world know that we do not believe what they believe. We see what God is saying. But we're pressing our way in to let his word be manifested in all who can come down and be a part of what God's will done in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, there's somebody somewhere, while we laid flat on our backs, we didn't have an idea we were going to get up this morning, but you did. You said we have put there, as it said earlier, we were fit to praise you and to love you out of the book of Revelation, and to love you and to worship you and to just say, yada, 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 yada. In other words, I praise you, I love you, I adore you, and I ask you that the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, quicken more of us in the fullness. Quicken more of us in the fullness. Lead us down that step called righteousness. Lead us You say you will lead us that path. And we're looking at that path through you to the Son, to the Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And then, Father, we just amen. Amen. I love you. I thank God for you. Until next time, the peace of God be with you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Hunter.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.